Okay, let's go to Tokyo. A trifecta on the water for New Zealand's Olympic rowers. Emma Twigg won our second gold medal in the single sculls final at 12:30. The women's eights got a silver just after 1 p.m. and the men's eights finished with a gold. Clay Wilson is there in Tokyo watching it unfold and he joins us now. Kia ora, Clay.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Exciting hour, huh?
Wow, what an hour. One of the great hours of New Zealand sport, I think you have to say. Two golds and a silver medal, and what a way to finish it off. That men's eight weren't really considered a gold medal contender 1 year ago, but in the last year have just taken huge strides, and just an absolutely stunning performance in that final to come through and take that gold. Two golds, one silver, and just a privilege to be here to watch it. And the Kiwi fans, the Kiwi team members and staff in the stand were just going nuts. No fans here, but you wouldn't have known it, the noise the Kiwi fans were making. You saw those Kiwi men's eights slap the water after they came across the line, what it meant to them. And, of course, Emma Twigg and the women's eight as well. Just a sensational hour for our rowers.
Yeah, okay, let's do them one at a time, but I might start with the men's eights because that's just happened. I was mid-interview, so I was only keeping half an eye on it, but it looked like a really exciting race with the added bonus that a metre wasn't really a sure thing for these guys. I think they qualified third fastest.
Yeah, and going further back than that, they actually had to go to the last chance qualifying regatta in Lucerne a few months ago just to get their spot in Tokyo. They came here, they finished second in their heat, went into the repechage, won that, and they've just looked better with each race and just had a feeling they were in for something special. They were third at 500 metres, but by the 1,000-metre mark halfway, they'd moved up into first, and then they just held that lead throughout. They had challenges from Great Britain, Germany, but they held them off in just a gutsy performance in that last 500. They ended up 1 second ahead of Germany with Great Britain in bronze. Just a superb effort and a really memorable gold medal for New Zealand.
Yeah, and am I right? First one for the eights for 50 years or so? 45 years?
In the men's, of course. Yeah, of course, New Zealand has a great history in the men's, going back, I think, to the 70s when that 8-1 gold. So, the eights really are the blue-ribboned event of the rowing regattas, and just a sensational effort for New Zealand to come away with a gold medal in that, the last event of the rowing regatta.
Okay, the women's eights got a silver. Now, will that be a bit of a disappointment for them? Were they the favourites?
I don't know if you could say that. It was a very tight field in both eights finals. And the women's eight, you wouldn't have known it when they came off the water. I was right there watching and,
great,
you know, off the boat, hugs and celebrations. They really weren't, didn't look disappointed at all. I think it was a super close field in that women's eight and a great performance still to get the silver, and as the sort of field was blanketed with 500 to go. So, I don't think any disappointment, just really, really happy. And of course, really happy for each other. A great moment as the women's eight came across to receive their medals. The men's eight came into the pontoon and the women's eight cheering them on and waves to each other. So just special stuff here for the New Zealand rowing team.
Yeah, I'm watching the medal ceremony at the moment. They look pretty stoked, to be honest. And that's 16 happy New Zealanders, or maybe 18 if you count the cocks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and you talk about Emma Twigg as well, you know. Pretty much speechless after her race and what a journey she's had. So when you add all three up, just an amazing hour of sport. And like I said, just a privilege to be here in the stands to be able to watch and see the Kiwi crews do so well.
Tell me about Emma Twigg, because she really was a favourite and that one never looked in doubt, did it?
No, she's been dominant all week in that women's single scales. Won her heat comfortably, her semi-final comfortably, quarter-final comfortably before that, and just looked like she was always holding a little bit back in the tank for this final. She started superbly today. She's not known for her start, but she got out, and by the 500-metre mark, she was in front, and she never looked back. I think an Olympic best time, 3 seconds ahead, and she's had a real journey. Coursed fourth at the last two Olympics. She retired after Rio, came back, really wanted to make sure that she could finish her career knowing that she'd achieved her potential. Speaking to her before the games, that's what she said. And like I said, just speechless and tears. I'm sure those that were watching on TV would have seen it. A special, special moment for her.
Okay, well, we'll celebrate that hour. That's really incredible stuff out of Tokyo. And Clay, what have you got your eye on next?
Well, plenty more to come today. We've got the our tennis players in a bronze medal match. And then just here at this venue, looking ahead the next few days, of course, we've got the canoe sprint team headed by Lisa Carrington. They're coming up here shortly, so some more chances for New Zealand medals there. So that's certainly something to look forward to. And, of course, the athletics kicking off today as well. So some New Zealand hopefuls, Valerie Adams in action tonight. So we'll have our eye on the athletics, the canoe sprint particularly, and still some, like I say, still some medal hopes to come for New Zealand.
Any chance for Lewis Clairbert in the 200 metre individual medley?
I think Lewis will be an outside chance in that. I think he qualified with the seventh fastest time for that final, and the 400 that he finished seventh in that final is his specialist event as opposed to the 200 medley. But who knows? I think he surprised himself just to get into the final. So who knows what can happen in an Olympic final. Pressure can get to people. I think Lewis is feeling pretty relaxed and free now that his sort of big event is out of the way. So who knows what we've seen from him so far. It wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world to see him get up and do something special today.
Hey, good stuff, Clay. Great to have you on the show. Thanks very much.
No problems. Cheers.
That's our Olympic correspondent, RNZ's Clay Wilson in Tokyo. If you just tuned in, two golds and a silver in around an hour on the water for our rowing teams. Still the canoeing to come. And a few other bits and pieces today as well. As Clay said, tonight, track and field, Valerie Adams shot put. It's going to be 10:30, but maybe worth staying up for.